Thank you, Chair. Two quite tough acts to follow. A pleasure to follow Charlotte's lecture and somewhat humbling to follow Jonathan's work. I'm going to start actually with a slight digression in my 10 minutes. The first is I travel the world a bit, sometimes talking to the UN and the World Bank and other governments, and it is quite remarkable the structural change that the UK is affecting through DFID. It's not well known, but what excites me is the structural change which is being affected, as well as some of the direct impact. And I'm going to touch on, if you like, that spectrum in my talk, maybe slightly more at the structural and sort of mid-level. The second is, I remember my first FST talk. I came as an entrepreneur in the mid-90s, 21 years ago. I'm a lot older now, and I couldn't believe I'd have the privilege of ever sitting up here. Doug Dougal doesn't look a day older. He's as fresh now as he was then. I look much older. It's a privilege here, to be here, but also so exciting because this subject is what I consider to be the absolute intellectual puree. I'm looking in the audience, and I see colleagues from former days at NERC. I see colleagues from the insurance world. I see Sir David. I'm thrilled that Lauren's come across from Washington, not just for this, but I'm glad she could be here. And this is bringing together a lot of very interesting communities, yes, at the high end of science, but also from some direct impact, and we're breaking down some boundaries. And this subject, as well as doing some good, is going to crack some big problems here at home and even in the States. So just really three points. The first is I want to focus much on the use and impact, but take it as read, I'm very impressed with a lot of NERC science at the higher end, and NERC-sponsored science. I'm going to talk about the primary colours. In my world, the primary colours are policy and law, capital and science. And what makes science powerful is its impact on duties of care and finance, whether it's the finance we've just been hearing about in Tanzania and Kenya, or the finance at the City of London. So first of all, why am I saying law? Because everything we're going to be talking about in development, in humanitarian work, is governed by legal duties, the human rights of life, livelihood, and shelter. Well, on the structural level, the components within the Sustainable Development Goals, or breaking down into statute law, or tort, or regulation. Legal duties are absolutely the frameworks that govern almost everything that we do. And it's where law intersects and influences the application and interpretation of legal duties and our values, which is absolutely critical. That's the most important thing. I want to tie in some views about where this work is going to have a massive structural impact. Second primary colour is capital. How science is able to incorporate risk into financial decision making, whether in the public sector, the private sector, the personal sector, or the government sector, is absolutely fundamental. We've seen some micro examples of this. It's as important as the macro level. And actually, the most important of all is the heart of science and how we all, whether I'm sitting in the reinsurance market in Lloyd's or working for African Risk Capacity in Kenya, it's only the heart of science, and I say that in a broad sense, full spectrum, social science, humanities, hard science, is the only core that actually brings us the ability to make legal duties tractable and financial decision-making effective. And what I see is the most exciting convergence in these areas, and it's this subject that the FST has wonderfully chosen tonight, which is the gearbox for this, and its implications will be far broader. 5 minutes left, okay. I want to talk about three M's. Methods, metrics, and models. It is absolutely essential if we are going to deliver on our duties in human rights of life, livelihood, and shelter, statute duties, policy priorities, that our communities in finance, law, and science develop a coherent set of shared methodologies to understand risk and make decisions. Some shared metrics which become tractable across our various communities, and some models and modeling frameworks which we can all come to and integrate through. What on earth am I talking about? I've been privileged to fall into a world called reinsurance. I can claim no credit, it just kind of happened thanks to a chap called Professor Nigel Thrift, who pointed me in that direction in the early 90s. And that sector has gone from relative ruin to relative resilience in the space of 25 years. And it's simply done it through the application in financial markets of engineering-based methodologies of hazard, exposure, and risk, and vulnerability and risk, and how that can be applied into financial regulation and decision-making across the whole spectrum of risks, from natural disasters to US lawyers. That shared language and modeling platform has allowed this community to intersect with many of those in this room. I am passionate that actually it's this shared language and lexicon which is going to allow the science that DFID has been helping to drive to integrate with policy and financial decision-making in the developing and emerging world to deliver those rights. And I'm proud to say that I think the UK is really the epicenter of some of these developments. But I've been taught two other M's. It's those three M's that make markets, and as of today from Lauren, the mechanisms to actually bring this stuff together. Charlotte and I were at a retreat about 2 months ago, weren't we? We were talking about modelling. I'm really pleased that Prime Minister's Council is about to embark on quite a big project around modelling and the modelled world, and how this is going to be a tremendously powerful integrating concept to deliver the sort of response to global challenges. Charlotte, I'm going to tap you up for that, if I may. But so that's the second key thing. But the third is perhaps the most important and the most exciting. It is institutions. And I mean institutions in the full spectrum of folks here. So I mean institutions in the international relations policy idea of institutions of society, sovereignty, the market, diplomacy. So I perceive, for example, insurance as an institution of society, an organizing framework to allow people to understand risk, manage it, reduce it, ultimately share it at local level scales. It is also an industry, but it is actually an institution that allows us to deal with some of these issues, and I'm pleased that the industry is working with DFID too. But I'm also excited about literally the creation of institutions. We've pulled together the insurance industry and the World Bank and the UN and donor governments to create something called the Insurance Development Forum to bring together the science that we've all been working on, the capital that we have to bring to bear, as well as the policy frameworks to actually respond to the Sustainable Development Goals. Science will only be truly effective if we create the mechanisms, Lauren, the institutions at the global level as well as the local level to make that happen. And again, I don't think I can say too much at the moment, but I am thrilled with the leadership that DFID is providing to literally create some institutions based here in the UK which could provide a global role in providing access to insurance and other mechanisms to developing and emerging world governments. But all of that delivery will be absolutely dependent on the sort of science we've seen today and much more we haven't got time to talk about today. So the final thing I'd say is the mantra of this institution, this Insurance Development Forum, is for understanding risk to create resilient platforms for development and human dignity. And actually, you'd be surprised how much more of our business is about actually delivering through science human dignity. And finally, we're all talking the same language. I was listening to Charlotte's final 3 minutes, and my response is, She looked like an asset fund manager, venture capitalist, sort of deciding which technologies to invest in. And I say that in the most positive and exciting way, because this country has this incredible puree of expertise, which through this particular subject, which we can all feel good about getting involved with, is going to break down some very, very important silos. Thank you.